Good evening, this is Skitch Henderson, and I'm here in Monitor's Radio Central in New York, and this evening I'll be hosting you to some of the finest music in the world, conducted by the greatest maestros of our age on Monitor's Monday evening concert. First, though, our Monitor Beacon takes us to Hollywood, where Groucho Marx invites you to play You Bet Your Life. What's the secret word for tonight, George Fenneman?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word for tonight is shoe. S-H-O-E.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
On the agenda.
As you suggested last week, we asked Mr. and Mrs. Leon Silvers and their six children to come back tonight, and I'm sure that they'll sing us a Christmas song or two. And they're here, and they'll be on a little later. But right now, I'd like to introduce Mr. William T.U. Keo and Miss Bonnie Scott. So, folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and take home an extra $100. Good evening.
Thank you.
Bonnie Scott and William Keo, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Bonnie, you are Bonnie, real Bonnie. And Bill, you are, too. How old are you, Bonnie?
18.
Well, you're a fine-looking girl.
Thank you.
Do you have a job?
I'm a singer and a dancer and an actress.
Oh. Actress? How long have you been an actress?
Well, I started studying dancing when I was 2.5. Mm-hmm. And singing when I was 8, and acting, I guess I started when I was around 15.
In other words, you've been learning to be an actress for 16 years.
Just about.
Do you realize it only takes 7 years to become a doctor? And only 9 years to be a plumber? It actually only takes 8 years to be a plumber, but it takes 1 year for him to get from his place of business to your house. We'll get a number of letters in the next few days from the Plumbers Association. And you're William, too, huh?
Yes, gotcha.
Well, how can you be two when you're only actually one?
Well, that's my family name.
Your family
that's
is two?
That's Chinese family name, Chiu.
You had two mothers and two fathers?
Just one.
So where is your home, in Shanghai?
No, I was born in Manila.
You were born in Manila?
Yes, right now I'm living in Los Angeles.
Are you married?
Oh, I'm very much married.
Well, how does very much married compare with just being married? I mean, I don't understand that.
I've been married for 13 years.
Uh-huh. How is your marriage working out? Do you fight much?
Well, minor skirmishes, but no major battle.
Well, how do you settle arguments in China?
Compromise.
Well, like how, I mean?
Well,
let's say you had a bitter fight about something. Your wife wanted more money than you think that she ought to have.
Well, we said a compromise, you know.
Well,
like,
how
for instance,
do you do that, sir?
I like to have a dozen kids, you know.
And you like to have what?
A dozen children.
A dozen
12 children.
Children you want?
And she wanted only 8.
Uh-huh. So you got together and compromised?
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's interesting. Well, how many did you wind up with?
8.
You know, I remember in school the Missouri Compromise, but the Chinese Compromise is a new one on me. Why did you come to the United Snakes? To get on the other side?
My little girl is coming to state for show business.
Oh, she's going. You have a little girl here that is going to be in show business?
Yes, we came with her.
Oh, well, how old is your daughter? As old as Bonnie?
No, she is
younger.
A little younger. She's 5 years old.
Yeah. What does your daughter want to do in show business, though?
She plays the piano.
Has she had any experience before the public?
Oh, yes. She appeared in Ed Sullivan's show, Danny Thomas' show, and Jimmy Durante's show.
I assume she's standing in the wings there. Why don't you trot out and bring her in? Huh? Your name is Bonnie Two?
Ginny Two.
Ginny Two, huh? Do you speak English, Ginny?
A little bit. Uh-huh.
Well, you are a little bit. Well, we ought to get along fine. I don't speak too much English either. Now, can she do anything else besides play the piano?
Well, impersonate people.
She does impersonations, huh?
That's right.
You let her do an impersonation, and we'll see if we can guess, huh?
All right.
You do something, huh? You go out front. Bill, you tell Ginny to stick around.
All right.
After the quiz, I may want her out here again. Bye, Ginny. All right, well, let's play You Bet Your Life. George, would you bring in the question box, please? The honest one. Now, what category did Bill and Bonnie choose?
You selected cities or foreign countries, right?
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Bonnie, pick a question.
You understand how to play the game, right?
Yes.
You're taking a $300 question, and you know they're the hardest.
Here are the cities, Pretoria and Durban. D-U-R-B-A-N. You tell me what country that is. Pretoria, P-R-E-T-O-R-I-A, and D-U-R-B-A-N. What's the country?
D-U-R-B-A-N?
Yeah. You don't know, guess.
Ireland.
You're pretty close. It's the Union of South Africa.
Well, I said those are the hard
questions.
We
told you those were the hard ones.
Now, you have three more questions to make $500.
Now, don't get discouraged.
You're 200.
Yeah, we're 200? All right.
For $200, here are the cities. Bonn, B-O-N-N, and Cologne. What's the country?
Germany.
Germany is right. Now you got $200.
Three more hundred and you'll get a chance at the big money at the end of the show. Another $200 question?
For $200, here are the cities. Auckland, A-U-C-K-L-A-N-D, and Wellington. What is the country? Wellington and Auckland.
New Zealand.
Talk it over. New Zealand is right, but on the next question, talk it over first because she might have a different answer.
You now have
$400. You need 100 more to get a chance at the big money. Here are the cities, Salzburg and Innsbruck. What is the country? S-A-L-Z-B-U-R-G, I-N-N-S-B-R-U-C-K. Name the country. Isn't that where they have the famous
festival? What did you
say? Austria is right.
Yeah. Well, you wind up with $500, which means you've got a chance at 2, 5, or 10 at the end of the show.
Now, ordinarily, we wait until the end of the show before you get a chance at the wheel. But we've got something special going tonight, so we're going to give you a crack at the big money right now. I have here a question, and I will see how much it's going to be worth. You pick a number for a total of $10,000. Any number from 1 to 10?
3.
Put up a 3, George. Now, you pick a number for $5,000.
8.
Put up an 8. Now, your numbers are 8 and 3. If any other number comes up, the question is worth a total of $2,000. Whatever you win is yours, total for the night. Okay, one of you spin the wheel. Your number was 8 and 3, and it came up 4. You can't get closer than that. So this question is worth a total of $2,000. As a result of one of the great engineering feats of our time, the Great Lakes are now open to ocean-going traffic. For a total of $2,000, what is the name of this waterway that connects Chicago with the sea? Talk it over. All right, what's the answer you decided upon?
Lake Michigan.
No. I'm sorry, it's been on the front page almost every day. It's the St. Lawrence Seaway, and there it is. I'm sorry you missed it, but thanks. Good luck and a happy new year. And stick around, because we have something coming up again that I think you'll enjoy.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life. The best things in life are free. And that's so very true of the better-than-ever entertainment that's yours on radio these days. Take, for example, the popular quarter hour of country music's best that's known as the Red Foley Show, presided over by a fella who's the past master of all things musical in the way of favorite tunes, old and new. But since it's his show, let's let that gentleman himself tell you about it.
Joe, my friend, you twist a mean phrase there. And friends, what our show boils down to is we try our level best to include the songs and the singing stars that you want most to hear. I guess, Joe, that's our story in a nutshell.
Well, we could talk all day and still not give you the full idea of the homespun, easygoing flavor of the Red Foley Show, if you haven't already heard it. So do just that. Hear it. Hear the Red Foley Show every Saturday.
Groucho, last week, Leon and Shirley Silvers were on our show with their wonderful family of 6 children, and all of us, including our audience, wanted to see them again, so we invited them back, and they're here tonight, the Silvers family. Would
you welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Well, Leon, you and your family were a smash last week. Do you know that?
Thank you. Thank you.
How does it feel to win $100,000 on a quiz show?
Well, actually, it was only $2,000.
Did you have to say that? Didn't you? $2,000. Well, that's not too bad. What are you planning to do with all that money?
It's gone.
You mean my check bounced? Where'd the money go?
Well, we paid some of our bills. We got our automobile fixed. And we paid off the insurance premium. We dressed the kids. And we got half a cow for our freezer.
You bought half a cow? Well, there's 6 kids in the family. I hope you bought the half that gives milk. Charlie, didn't you and Leon even get a souvenir for yourselves with part of that money?
Well, yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we did better than that. Finished paying for the last baby.
Oh, you don't have to worry about making that last payment on the kid. There are very few finance companies will repossess a baby. They'll take everything else, I must say. Well, you've done an inspiring job of raising your family. You have wonderful-looking children. Santa Claus has got a real surprise for you tonight. George, Mr. Fenneman, would you come out here, please? You remember Mr. Fenneman?
Yes.
Now, Leon, yes, you and Shirley have such a nice family, I've decided to give you George for a Christmas present. Now, George, have you got surprise number one?
I think I have.
Why don't you give it to the Post? Read it out.
Pay to the order of Leon and Shirley Silvers. $500.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
We gave you that so you can buy a present for you and your wife. Oh. Sacrifice is all right, but you can overdo that, too, you know.
Well, I don't think you can overdo sacrifice for a wonderful family.
Yeah, no, but that's quite true.
I would
But I didn't see any reason why you had to humiliate me in front of these people. All parents sacrifice, that's all they do.
Yes.
Now, for the big surprise, George and I have been doing quite a bit of snooping the past week. We're expert snoopers. And we learned that this musical family that spends so much time singing doesn't even have a piano. Now, Shirley, do you think the family would like a piano? Huh?
My goodness, of course.
Well, oh, do any of you play the piano?
I do.
You do?
My husband does.
Would you all turn around towards and face this? Everybody, the little ones too. All turn around. That is our Christmas present to the Silvers family. Shirley, what do you think of your new piano?
Oh, gosh. I'm almost speechless.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of fun out of it. Oh, how about letting Ginny, too, break it in for you? Ginny is a pretty fine...
She is.
Could you send out Ginny, too? And her father come out here? And bring Bonnie Scott, too. George, haven't we got some business to take care of while everybody's getting ready?
Yes, Groucho. In fact, this would be a very good time to hear from one of our sponsors. We'll be back with Ginny, too, and the Silvers family and Groucho in just a moment.
Bill, what do you suggest that Ginny play for us?
Well, she just cut an album. The name is Oldies.
She just cut a tooth the other day.
Oldies and Ginny Too.
Oldies and Ginny Too is the title?
That's right. And she plays Mozart, Brahms, Chopin,
simultaneously?
Beethoven, and also swings and jazz.
Oh. Well, what would Ginny like to play?
Ginny like to be the country, man.
She wants to play the piano.
No, that's there.
Perfect right.
Oh, she wants to play Perfect right.
Now, how do you say that in Chinese?
Play
Zabi Piapue. And put some soy sauce on. We got two more. We get the shrimp. It's your turn. Leon, if I remember correctly, you like to write original music for the whole family to sing, isn't that right?
Yes, I do, Groucho.
Well, have you got something Christmassy that you could do right now?
Well, I think we have. Olympia, tell Mr. Marks what we're going to sing.
We're going to sing Christmas Tree.
You're going to sing Christmas Tree?
Yes. For me? Here's the key.
Christmas tree,
Christmas to all of you.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman pointing out that beginning January 8th, Groucho and You Bet Your Life will be heard on radio every Friday night on this station. Remember, Groucho will be on radio every Friday starting January 8th.
This is the NBC Radio Network.